हजुर, नलिनला चित्रकार गाउँदैनथ्यो मनोज आचार्यको शब्दमा। यो गीतलाई मैले रोकेँ, अलिकति मात्रै बाँकी छ भन्नुपर्छ। अब आज हाम्रो स्टुडियोमा आउनुहुने भिआइपी पाहुना जेके रोलिन्सको बारेमा तपाईँले थाहा पाइसक्नु भएको छ, समाचार सुन्नु भएको छ। उहाँसँग आज बिहान मैले कुराकानी गर्ने मौका पाएको थिएँ स्टुडियोमा, र उहाँ नेपाल आउनुको कारणदेखि लिएर उहाँको बारेमा, उहाँको पुस्तकको बारेमा, उहाँको सोचाइको बारेमा उहाँ के भन्नुहुन्छ त, आफू जस्तै राइटर्सहरूलाई उहाँले कसरी प्रेरणा दिनुहुन्छ जो ब्रेकथ्रु गर्न चाहन्छन्, स्ट्रगलका कुराहरू मैले केही सोधेको थिएँ। यो अब सुनिहालौ, जेके रोलिन्सको छोटो अन्तर्वार्ता छ, सुनौ। आदरणीय श्रोता, हाम्रो बीएबीएस गोर्खा रेडियोको स्टुडियोमा आज विश्व प्रसिद्ध लेखिका जेके रोलिन आउनु भएको छ, र हामीलाई उहाँले जुन अन्तर्वार्ताको समय दिनुभएको छ त्यसको लागि हाम्रो उहाँलाई धेरै धेरै धन्यवाद छ, र हामीले यस अवसरलाई अहोभाग्य ठानेका छौँ। वी आर भेरी डिलाइटेड एन्ड फर्चुनेट टु बी स्पिकिङ टु वर्ल्ड फेमस राइटर जेके रोलिन टुडे इन आवर स्टुडियो इन काठमाडौँ। वेलकम टु नेपाल एन्ड वेलकम टु बीएबीएस गोर्खा रेडियो म्याम।
थ्याङ्क यू भेरी मच।
Ma'am, what brings you to Nepal? Is it your first time in Nepal?
It's my first time in Nepal. I'm here because one of my oldest and best friends is the British defense attaché to Nepal, Colonel Sean Harris. So we came to visit him. And I have to say, I have absolutely loved being here. It's a beautiful place.
And by the sound of it, you want to come back again?
I'd love to come back again. I'd love to come back to Kathmandu. Unfortunately, we're only here for 4 days this time. But it's been the most marvelous experience.
So have you had any connection with the armed forces?
Well, yes, I have. I've already met several Gurkhas. In fact, I grew up in an area in... on the English-Welsh border where there was a large army training camp. So I've always known... quite a lot of soldiers, young men. And Sean, of course, has been one of my oldest and best friends for 32 years now.
Wow.
So I know quite a lot about the army.
Must be somewhere in Brekandiko.
Yeah, it was Sedbury, in fact, yes.
Okay, let's go back to your work. When you first started writing the Philosopher's Stone back in 1993, I think?
That's, I had the idea in 1990.
And did you ever envisage how popular it would be at that time?
Never for a second. Never for a second. I've been asked this often, and it's been pointed out to me that in the very first chapter of Philosopher's Stone, I say... words to the effect of his name's Harry Potter, he'll be famous all over the world, every child in the world will know his name. And people have said, you knew, you clearly knew. Well, of course I didn't know at all. It was an integral part of the story that Harry was famous, but I never dreamt that in reality he would become so famous, never.
And name Harry Potter, where it came from?
Well, I wanted a really ordinary and traditional name. And I do, I like the fact that there are double consonants in the middle of both of both words. In fact, there are several real genuine Harry Potters. One of them was a soldier who, who's buried in England. So I often get letters from people saying my grandfather was called Harry Potter, or even I am Harry Potter, and I get teased all the time.
Okay, and what was it like seeing the first film when it was completed?
It was an extraordinary experience. I had been involved. I'd been quite heavily involved. The filmmakers had asked me a lot of questions, what do things look like and feel like. So it wasn't a complete surprise, but to see the completed film was extraordinary. To see the contents of your own head made visual for everyone else to see is always going to be a bizarre experience for a writer.
And we will be seeing more of Harry Potter?
Not of Harry Potter exactly. I mean, I have no plans to write more Harry Potter books, although it's constantly being rumoured that I have. I'm afraid those rumours are at the moment false. But there are other things happening. For example, I'm currently working on a film script for Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, which is very much part of Harry's world, which is a lot of fun. I'm really enjoying doing that. And there will be a Harry Potter play. So, yes, there's certainly more for fans to look forward to.
And have you thought about the name at this stage or not?
No, I haven't, no.
Be anything?
Not quite anything. There are a couple of names being mooted, but I'm not allowed to say what they
are. Okay, right. Is there anything you would have changed in your books? any of your books?
One detail I definitely would have changed, which is that I gave Harry a marauder's map, which was a convenient device to show him where everyone was in the school. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it was far too convenient, and it caused me a lot of logistical problems. I wish that when that map had been confiscated, I'd let it stay confiscated. It would have saved me a lot of problems.
Right. But you can't go back now.
I can't go back now. It would, it would change whole plots, yeah.
True. How difficult was it to end Harry Potter and to turn to adult fiction?
That's really a two-part answer. It was incredibly difficult to end it. It was like a death to me. Harry had been with me for 17 years, and I'd been writing those books through some of the most difficult times in my life and some of the most joyful times in my life, the birth of my children and so on. And he utterly transformed my life, and I loved writing those books. So when that experience ended, it was like a bereavement. Having said that, I'd always said that I would write seven books, and I'd achieved that, so there was a sense of pride. And I also felt that it was time to write other things that I really wanted to write, and The Casual Vacancy was something that I burningly wanted to write. And so that's what I turned to next. I think you have to move forward, and dwelling on the past isn't particularly healthy, although I'm very proud of Harry, and it will always be an important part of me.
There must be a lot of requests or fan followers saying that, why did you end Harry Potter?
Yeah, there are, and I think I understand that. As a fan of things myself, I think, oh, could we not have just had one more? I empathise with that point of view, but as the creator, I think you have a good sense of when it is time to stop, and Harry's story really was complete at that point. So I think to continue producing books would have been for the wrong reasons.
Okay, since you mentioned The Casual Vacancy, this is now being played in UK television.
It is.
And what it's like seeing on television?
It's been a very, very interesting experience. I was very pleased with what they did with the book. They adapted it. You know, a novel is always adapted as it moves to film or to television. It's impossible to represent faithfully the inner dialogues of characters and so on, which are so important in novels. So you have to find a way of visually representing these things. I thought the writer Sarah Phelps did an extraordinarily good job, and I thought that she expressed beautifully the themes and the locations and the characters that I'd written. So I was extremely pleased.
How hard is it living in the public eye, now talking about yourself, and trying to keep your family life private and intact?
It's become easier for me. There was a time when it was very difficult. There was a time when the press in the UK were very, very intrusive, if I'm honest, to my family. That situation has improved a lot. I think it's improved because I've reached, I think, a kind of understanding with the press. I'm really trying to enable my children to grow up privately, and I would say that I'm having a much easier time now of them being physically intrusive. I think it's something you learn to live with. I have to say, I really do not think that one can complain, because I consider myself incredibly fortunate, not just in a material sense. Obviously, I've been incredibly lucky in a material sense too, but also to meet readers, as I did this morning. I was at a school, at the school, the school here.
British school.
I was at the British school, and to meet the young readers and have them be so enthusiastic and ask such intelligent questions about your work, anyone who is going to complain about that is a fool and doesn't deserve to be a writer. So when readers want to come up to me in the street and tell me they love my work, I always think, well, what a wonderful thing. So, you know, can't complain.
And you get energy out of it as well.
Yeah, of course you do, because it reminds you, which is very easy to forget as a writer, when you're alone in a room for, you know, sort of 8 to 10 hours a day you might be in this room when you're finishing a book, all on your own, and to remember that, wow, those words connected with so many people. True. It's inspirational.
Great. So is there anything else you would like to achieve in your life? And what is going to be your next project?
Well, there are lots of things I'd like to achieve. I think all writers are hoping that they'll write that one book that they're incredibly proud of, and I continue to pursue that dream. I also have dreams that are less egotistical, if you like. I'm involved in a certain number of charities, and one that's very important to me is concerns children who are in institutions. This is a charity called Lumos. The evidence is that it causes great damage to children to be removed from their families and raised in institutions, and that there are much better ways of caring for children. Even where a children's biological parents have died, fostering and adoption leads to much better outcomes than institutionalization. So we're just working to help where there are a lot of institutions, working to demonstrate with health experts and so on that there are different ways of doing this. And we're having quite a measure of success. There is quite a number of children in Europe.
Eastern Europe, I think you have some work there.
Yes, we've done quite a lot of work in Eastern Europe. We're now expanding because this is a global problem. But in Eastern Europe, we feel a tipping point has been reached now, and countries are committing to changing their systems, which is excellent, because it's so that is a huge ambition.
Right. If you were to advise any creative writers in countries like Nepal and who want to break through and be successful like yourself, what would be your advice to them?
There are a number of things I would say to them. I think some writers find it enormously beneficial to join writers' groups. I think it depends on your temperament. Some people like me need to work alone, and they may be quite secretive about their work, what they're working on. Other people need the connection with other writers, and to be in a writers' group is very helpful. You must read. You must. You sometimes have to be very ruthless with your own work and accept that I love that, but it's got to go. It needs to be cut. But the thing above all, I would say, is something that the American comedian Steve Martin often says, and he's right. If you really want to break through in anything, you have to be so good they can't ignore you.
Great saying, isn't it?
Isn't it? And I think it's true. You've just got to, you have to believe, if I'm good enough and if I'm strong and determined enough, they will not be able to ignore me.
Okay, ma'am. One final question. If you had one wish, one wish, what would that be?
Well, if I were to be selfish with my wish, I would wish that my children would never come to any harm. I think that's just a universal mother's wish, isn't it? If I were to be unselfish with my wish, I would probably wish that the 8 million children currently living in institutions globally would find families or family substitutes. That we would... We would, as a world, unite to ensure that they could be cared for in their homes, because we know that's the best outcome for children.
Very good thinking, ma'am. So nice to have you here in BABS Gurkha Radio in Nepal.
It's been a privilege.
And you have said that you want to come back.
Definitely.
Hopefully, next time you are here in Nepal, you are more than welcome, and we extend our invitation to come to our studio again.
I would be delighted. Thank you so much. I've really enjoyed it.
Thank you very much.